Irish Epic Poem in 33 Cantos, a revised reading. Canto 16, continued. One by one, the impotent leaders of the Lost Tribe came from under the woodlice, proclaimed a crusade to regain the soul of football on behalf of my child and yours. Ahern, Cowan, Coughlin, watch them voice an opinion for change. Oh yes, PR maestro, I take your point. Let them eat distraction. Let them eat Henri, the ref, the culture of the ball, anything but Nama and its budget. Keep their eye on another ball. Turn the national strike into a vendetta on the striker. How do you hold down your breakfast when you spin for Ireland? Harness the disappointment. Nurture the frustrated whose only relief was their belief on the road to Johannesburg. The country, awash with an army of Jack the Lads, riding into war, the soil saturated so that it floated, streamed, torrented, forced the people of West Cork to stay by their home, the old stone bridge over which O'Neill and O'Donnell marched to Kinsale, arches of silt, washed into salt. There will be no forgetting that weather, that November day, after the gods of football poured a bucketload of shite into the rivers of the Irish and poked the heavens to cry so that the price of water became general and there were not enough priests to mobilise the defences. End of chapter 16. Chapter 17. Canto 17. I saw him. He didn't escape my attention, darling. Oh, yes, our little pen pusher's back to hack his way into Montanotti. Snotty little fellow with his purple cravat. A very English-Irish type, full of pity for the self. What happened to the Endlinian? He promised. Couldn't he have brought us a gift from the valleys? His favourite sweating men? Dylan Thomas men. Eventually, he'll go to the fall in Ennisdeimen, as if he was a Discworld head. We moleskins only get one chance to an epic. We're not going to spoil it by default. Moley, in The Wind in the Willows, don't be ratty. Diversity in the vestry, ducky. Remember the verse, the only son of the preacher man, me, a flag for thee, bring on the dancing girls. Dorothy didn't carry Willie's verse for nothing. Where are the women poets with their naked forms? Porn verse, baby. Into the land of the long-skirted girls, to the shopping centre on its knees, praying Santa will be kind, lights, candles, incandescent prayers. It is already Christmas. The infant conceived, the census designed. Bring your donkeys, they must be counted, this of all years. The president decrees you return to the parish and be counted. Count yourself lucky. You weren't born a gull on the Skelligs or a lobster in Liscannor. Under a crescent moon, the harvest mouse copulated with an indescribably fancy little rodent and brought forth issue. Immaculately conceived in swaddling straw. That was a practice run for the real thing in Dura Doyle, the world's greatest crib, the mind's greatest fib. Another day, another bed. How many pillows have I known this week, traipsing from house to house across county as a bounty hunter? I have my job. Follow my nose. I wait for the accident to happen, putting myself about vulnerable until the inspiration comes. Last night I had a three-quarter-sized dust-down place, the one I grew in, St. Francis Xavier on the wall above the holy water font, across from the mantelpiece with the sacred heart, throbbing with love for sinners, pulsating with glamour of exotic ritual, crystallised by the drama in the Garden of Gethsemane, where the Berberis made long, slim thorns, bloodsuckers. I remember fixing one No. I remember picking one from the bush, fixing it to an arrowhead, bending a bow I'd broken from the side of the wall of Fort Mary, stringing twine for gut, and aiming the needled weapon straight at the posterior of my sister. There were no arses in those days. The priests swept the language free of vulgar words. I fired right at the plumpest part of her bottom. Through whatever clothing the five-year-old wore, I drew blood from her as she howled for cover of her mother. Layers of sediment, beware the sentiment. As I saw the beds I'd vacated, I heard the tunes fixated. Every turn released a drop of the remembered. All reminded me of roots I'd disturbed. Wouldn't I be wonderful if there were no memory, and every moment born without history? A formula for life without patina, a landscape composed of snowflake. But I am doomed to carry the baggage of my years, the scythe I learned to whet, the blade I never forget. I am one fuck of a memory peddler, printed, published, pushed into the reader's hands. Read me, write me, ride me, take the hand I proffer, let me stir your colour chart, agitate your palate, and ultimately, sinisterly, inspire your stories to demi-semi-quavers. Trees wave in the gym, stretch limbs to fullest extent, an oak blows its nose. Ivy fibrillates, clings to the trunk, digs in deep. Infant fixed on nipple. End of chapter 7 of Canto 17. Canto 18. The waters of County Limerick are falling on the Meg, the Deal, and the Feel, tributaries pissed, stuffed with pints over the limit, and every time the river tries to drink, to swallow, the water spills over the rim, blown over onto saturated ground. Bring back the saints to the walls, conjure up hints of faces and moving statues, call out the pagan gods from hiding, save us from the ghosts of bog, grow sphagnum moss, as if Viagra'd into a proud penis, born from the pricks who developed your water plains. If you like, I'll become an unbeliever. The gods of the believers have led us into this flood, and we are encased in mud, quicksand, sucked down to vortex, disappearing up our own arsehole, wholly worshipping the promises written on the proclamation pinned to the back door of the GPO. In the name of the dead generations, we, the people of Ireland, will take our rightful place among accumulations of the globalised marketplace. In Mountjoy Dale one Saturday night, the devil came to Kevin Barry and whisked him to Ben Bulbin. Place a pebble on the pile, young man. Look over Inish Free, beyond to Cool. Rest your famished eye on Croke Patrick. There's an old man hidden there. I put him down to mind the Irish. He wanted the snake pit. I let him evict them ceremoniously. If you walk that slope in bare feet, you'll bleed for Ireland. I am your devil, Kevin. Put your faith in me, and your children will inherit the land mortgage free. They'll pay no rack rent. They'll have plenty for their emigrants' remittances. Sign up tonight, Kevin Barry, and when the time of gallows draws, I will take your soul into my bosom, twist it into the shape of a survivor. All you must do is stay quiet as you welcome death. Die for Ireland. Proclaim your life given to the idea of Éireann Gobrá. but close your eyes on Larkin and the quest for material goods. Die the death of a hero who had no need of shelter, food, education, imagination, transport, or drink. Give your life for the idea of utopia. Let the nuts and bolts of the revolution where they belong. I am your devil, Kevin. Draw sustenance from my veins. Let me bugger you tonight in Mountjoy jail. Let me make you a song that Wilde didn't write. For all men kill the thing they love. Wouldn't it be great to have your say? Some do it with a smile. You'll rock the paedophiles. Some do it with a kiss. You'll have lips that smell of bliss. Oh, Kevin dear, it's out here. The war has just begun. Before this night is out, I'll have infected half the troops with a flu so tuned to Aron Avian that you'll join the lost souls a happier man than Emmet. Confess to me, Kevin Barry. End of Canto 18. Canto 19. The White House poets gather for their bear pit. Sharpen the paper, carve the wit. I am too late to find MacWilliams chewing Guinness. In comes the Malloy boy, toy man from the Ennis Road, sporting his Irish Examiner, Independent and Times. He's come to be with me on the 100th page in O'Connor's breakfast house. Where was I? Chewing the black stuff from the Cashel Palace. The dogs on the street in Limerick have it. The fellow with the garlic in his kitchen was here. The graffiti already up. David was here, following the money. He has the eyes of a woman, the storyteller Jean he inherited from Lucy and Cal. Where's Barney? The Wally with the morning suit, the buttonhole, the genius of the piece in the front room of that pad on O'Connell Street. They crowned David MacWilliams in O'Mahony's bookshop. They erected him a pedestal for his words. They let him off to rant. The manager of the shop phoned the Tralee branch to see if there was a trace of O'Donoghue's carriage from Derrynan. Thomen Park, let's monster him, they cried. Put MacWilliams from Macroom on high, King of the Irish, the Liberator, defender of the faith our fathers abandoned. Nay, denied. Bring back Larkin, bring on Connolly, drag in Yeats, O'Casey too, find Whittaker and Lamass, we'll have so few names to remember. Erect MacWilliams on the crescent, drag him out of the White House into the People's Square. I saw his lips move. He is a benediction, a sinner with conviction. Prise him loose from his fans. Show him the air of the one true island. Shannon for president. Young Munsters for Taoiseach. Gary Owen, Abu. Hail David, mighty seer. Pass the water. I can't drink my paddy dry. Shades of Father Matthew. They were hanging from the rafters out the windows of George's Street. Todd's was never burned, only sacrificed, so Dunnock could be born to educate us. The people of Limerick have had their confraternity. They may have sent Louis Fine into isolation as the one true Jew around here, but this is the age of Aquarius, the era of the confessional and extreme unction. MacWilliams, live. He's walked on the water, over to Cleves's factory and fed the swan. He left the Clarion unvisited, one of our own. We'll never let him back to Dublin for December. His family can emigrate, transmigrate, transfigurate into the Limerick tribe. Sean South, eat your heart out. There were women shocked by what they heard, astonished back into hope. "You mean there's a life raft? I thought you were all hubris or taking the piss. You mean there is hope for Ireland? And it isn't a rerun of history as farce? Show me the money of your dreams. Analyze the wise. Psychoanalyze the bankers. Uncover the wanker within, beyond my wildest scheme. At David Mac W, a therapist, a specialist in counter-transference, more than a projection. You really say, where there's a David, there's a way? Mary, control yourself. Anne, put back on your knickers. Throw nothing yet. Remember Dickie Rock and Brendan too? The Voyager with the hucklebuck? Recall the suck, the fuck, the sex of it? Orgasm my eye. Don't get off on MacWilliams's book. It's what he's like in the sack. Keep track of his bedfellows. You better read the inside story. Follow the honeybees. Find the pollen stains. The wains are waiting for a leader. Is David a Moses or an Aaron? You and your G-string. The only water in Limerick is holy. We always knew Cork was a contamination. The sign on the face of the people told the story of how they'd been ruled from below for far too long. Now was the hour to dispatch the Shannon Siders, to put the Lee Siders out of their knees in effluent. A godsend, this. Another day, another collar to remove. Surrounded by Jesuits in the old days. Sunday school in St. Mary's Parish. Peter Doyle met his priest from the Society of Friends. Give me a child, give me that child, and I will give you the man. That was before my time, before my alma mater sunk foundations into the Society of Limerick. Peter was a saint. He was taken to America by a mother so that he could love Walt Whitman in the leaves of grass, in the tram, so that he might conduct the beard of electric light through the difficult days after Lincoln was slain. Quis nos separabit, Walt and Peter. Flesh lovers of a bit of rough, I am come to bury a Jesuit in Mungret. A metal cross, clay, boards, a black cassock, a reading from hand of Isaiah, the mouth of Peter. Our brother Niall returns under the shadow of monastery walls, alongside Bates, coin and trodden, mates of the cloth. The tribe of Loyola intones a welcome to their child of Troy. Donegal Irish, clipped inflections, the miracle of mutual misunderstandings. I sat beside a man who runs spirituality groups. He wanted to hear how to make a Facebook face. Otherwise, sinisterly, there was talk of Lourdes and the possible apparition of the mother. Grandma Clare threatens to walk in the footsteps of her brothers. Broncardiers, both doctor and dentist, competing for sanctity. The chatter on the table after burial was of miracles. Do you have to go to Lourdes to find one honest man for Ireland? End of Canto 19.